Comics Podcast, starring Jenny and Dave.
Do 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 do. I love that intro tune. That's like a rave filler, that is. You go in a tent and that'll be going on. Anyway, welcome to the Band Weblogs podcast show featuring Jenny
and Dave
and me. That was almost like the two Ronnies. But anyway, we've got a full show.
Yes, we do. Jam-packed with great music, as always, here on the Band Weblogs podcast show. Coming to you from Oxford, England.
UK, which is England.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up.
So we've had a busy week. Well, we'd had a busy day yesterday because we were out with the Guillemots at their video shoot for their new single that's coming out called Roads to Brazil. And that was an eye-opener, wasn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, it sure was, Dave. And I'll tell you, Dave and I have a lot in common before we met. I mean, we've done a lot of similar things as far as bands go. And
oh, she doesn't know the half of it yet.
And, but anyway, one thing Dave and I hadn't, we've never been in a video before. And yesterday was
none
our...
None she wants to tell me about.
He's kidding. But anyway, we've never been in a video before. And we were yesterday. And I'll tell you, it was, you know, as you hear about the movie business and all that. It's a lot of hurry up and wait. But that was to be expected. It's like that in the studio as well. But in the end, it was great. It was a good time hanging out with the band and all that good stuff.
Cough, cough, excuse me. Yeah, just think Ricky Gervais's extras, but it's like that. But it's not as boring as that. It was fun. We were entertained all the way through. To be honest, we don't get out much.
Well, yeah, that's kind of true. Well, sometimes yeah. We do. When we want to. We get out when we want to.
We walk around a block sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so we went to London and I don't know where to begin. I mean, it was at a school. We don't want to give too much away, I guess. So
yeah, no. I spoke to the band today and they said, yeah, we can give everything away.
I can't believe it. I just figured, you know, we have to keep mum on these sorts of things, you know. It's mum's
like,
the word.
It's not like a James Bond movie. Like, they don't like you telling the script. But in it, so I can spill the beans, me and Jenny are in the brass section. And I'll be playing the trumpet and Jenny's playing the...
the clarinet.
Cat wooden thing, yeah. And we're playing with Arista's dad. Oh, I can't think of his name. I'm really
Michael.
Sorry, Michael. If you are listening, which you're probably not, because... But... Yeah, and there was me, him, and Jenny, three-part brass. We choreographed the moves with Fife showing us how to swing our horns. And it's amazing how long it takes to do a pop video. And my hat is off to the guys that were there yesterday. They were all really sound. There weren't no bullshit. And it was a great atmosphere. And too many cakes and sandwiches. But I didn't have a carrier bag, so I couldn't take them all home.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Dave wanted to take all the food with him.
I brought a big tray over full of cakes and things, and I thought if I had a carrier bag on me, that would have gone in there, and that would have done us for the rest of the week.
That's right. So, but yeah, it was a good time. It was really good to see Reek and Cool. We should actually say who the names of the band members are.
Well, you've got Reek and Cool. He's the drummer. You've got McGrill, who's from Brazil. I wanted that right. He plays guitar, that lad. And to my shock and horror, we had to perform. We had to mime.
You forgot. You can't forget the whole band. You have to remember everybody.
I said them
all.
Bass player. I said Arista. I said McGrill. Oh, okay. I said Five. And we had to get up and mime in front of a whole school hall full of little children, all sitting cross-legged, looking at us, bluffing away. I was pretending to be a trumpet player.
Yeah. So I think people are going to see the video and they're going to think we actually played the horns in this song, but. You know,
it's funny. There's going to be a lot of people who recognise me and Jenny when that comes out, and they'll be going, "I didn't know that." Like say for me, like I'll have. If you're out there and there's some friends who listen to this, I don't play the trumpet, but I don't play the trumpet. By the way, it's just the magic of suggestion and mime.
Well, and I do play the clarinet. I used to play it in school, so I knew what I was doing.
Blow your own horn.
Except we did kind of mess up the choreography, but we'll see what they do. Hopefully, I'm afraid it's all going to end up on the cutting floor anyway.
You can do wonders with like that, computers and things.
It was a bit of a mess, really, the three of us, horns.
So anyway, in a roundabout way, we're going to get on to 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago with Fife? We done
a
tune.
Yeah, it was about 2 years. Fife's the singer, by the way, the Guillemots.
Fife's the Guillemots singer.
And Rican Cool plays drums.
He's a good lad. I thought about Rican Cool being a good lad. With his big shades on, demanding beer in a school. Yes.
Hey, it's rock and roll.
I told him to go get me shandy.
Yeah, no beer in school, kids.
No, you can't do that. So we done a song 2 years ago, which is one of Jenny's songs from America. She wrote it in America.
Yeah.
And it's got a good story, this song. Well, it's got pedigree, because when Jenny first recorded it, she'll tell you.
Yeah, we'd originally recorded that song with a Jenny May band, and the members in that band were from the band Sensible Shoes, which was one of the bands that I've sung with in the past back in the States. And but it was members from that band, and also John Fishman from Fish drummed on it, so it was really fun. And but now to be playing that song with Fife and Rican Cool from the Guillemots, very exciting. And it, all the versions of the Babylon Cowboys, which is our band, we've done that too live. But each version, the three different versions that I've actually done with I Ain't Got the Time, which is the name of the song, are completely different. And so it's, for me, it's just amazing to have played with everybody, different musicians.
Didn't the Sensible Shoes get a tune on a movie as well? A little little small movie that went around at the time?
Yeah, we had a song in the movie Philadelphia with Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. And that was exciting.
Part-timers.
Yeah, that was very exciting. And I was able to meet Jonathan Demme, who directed Philadelphia and Silence of the Lambs, and the guitar player in Sensible Shoes. His dad had produced all those movies. I can't even remember all the movies he's produced, but he works with Jonathan Demme, Ken Utt, or used to. He's passed on now.
So basically, yeah, that's the song we done was 2 years ago. It was round at Rican Cool's before we had this setup we got now. And
that's
we recorded
right.
it organically, really. It was a band. And, well, we'll play it. I mean, I'm just going on here. You might as well, you want to hear some music. We've gassed on a load. So this is I Ain't Got the Time by the Invisible Cowboys.
Yeah, the combination between the half of the Guillemots and all of the Babylon Cowboys. So we had just, as a laugh, came up with the Invisible Cowboys.
Because you won't see them playing at our gigs.
No, you won't. So that's why they're invisible. But we're cowboys still, the Babylon Cowboys.
Oh, you'll see us.
Yeah, that's right. And also, just to remind people, this is a really rough demo. So, and you won't hear it anywhere else. It's just here on the Band Weblogs podcast show.
This is a disclaimer.
Yes, a little.
if anyone thinks it's rubbish, then you know we didn't take it seriously when we were doing it.
And we just thought we'd play it just for fun today.
We're only artists.
Yeah, that's right. So here we go. This is called "I Ain't Got the Time" by the Invisible Cowboys.
We're
Yay! Oh, I love it. Which was filmed in front of a live studio audience. And so, yeah, that was fun. And what else has been happening?
Well, you know what?
Jenny?
We should probably say where you can catch the Guillemots, because, wow, you know, we haven't even really explained that you may or may not have heard of them at this point, but they are, they're up and coming. Fife, the singer, he's from Birmingham. He's lived a few places in England, and
they're little people, but they'll be big people, yeah, soon.
That's right. They've been, their music's been played on what, Dave? You know better than I do as far as the
Christ. They've been played on Radio 1 a few bits. The lovely Joe Wiley gave them a few spins. I believe they were a record of the week.
That's right. It was amazing. Dave and I were in the back garden one evening and minding our own business. We had the radio on and
annoying the neighbors, drinking wine, throwing stones.
Next thing you know, the Guillemots came on the radio. And it's funny, well, because we know the Guillemots, and suddenly the whole world's probably going to know who they
Fife
are.
Fife being okay, so hold on. We're sitting there, we've had a few glasses. That's Fife on the radio. What's he doing talking to Zane Lowe?
That's right. So anyway, we wish them luck. And where are they playing, Dave? They're on tour right now. So
this is a public information service. If you are in any of these areas on any of these dates...
Very good.
Go along. I could do this as a job. If you go along and tell them that Jenny and Dave from the band Weblog sent you, they'll buy you a drink. And now we're gonna get
no,
in
don't
trouble
do that,
for that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, no.
Well,
we
don't get any listeners anyway, so no. I don't know. Well, we get some. We have some listeners.
I'll tell everybody that doesn't listen to us, go and ask them for a beer. So, if you're in these areas on this time. On these dates.
And what are you looking at, Dave, by the way? You're looking in...
By the way, I want some money from these boys for this. We read the NME. Out of all the... I'm like Smash Hits and Pop World and that. It's the best pop magazine. And so in the pop magazine called NME, I will now give you a list on the... I now got to put it towards a light because it's... October the 20th. They're at the...
Dave, we're running out of time. We have to, how long is this going to take?
October the 20th, Glasgow Bastille. 21st of October, the Edinburgh Cabaret Voltaire. The 22nd of October, Huddersfield Corn House. On the 23rd of October, Nottingham Social. I guess that's club. 26th, London Metro. 28th of October, Bristol, Louisiana. November the 9th, the Guillemots will be at the London Brixton Windmill. And the 28th, they're going to be at the London 93 Feet East. And December the 13th, the London Borderline. So you can see them there. But also, before...
Yeah, don't forget to say...
If you're a big Tears fan...
And Rufus Wainwright fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Tears, they're supporting the Tears at the Hammersmith Palais, which is a bit of a good venue to go and see that. And that'll be on the 25th of October, 2005.
And they'll be supporting Rufus Wainwright, I think, for his whole English tour, or tour through England, is that right?
Yeah.
The whole time he's in England. And they've sold out shows.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall watching Reek and Cool hanging out with Rufus Wainwright.
That would be fun. That would be great.
But anyway, that said, I think we've gone on about that little pop combo for enough now.
Yeah, let's go on to some more music, because we've got some great music for the
What's
show
the
here.
What's the next band we're playing, Jenny?
Well, we're going to play... the next song is by Atomic Tom, and he hails from Brooklyn, New York, and he's lived around... I think he's lived in Boston for a little bit, and I noticed he's played at the Middle East, which is very cool, because the one time I've been there to the Middle East in Boston, I saw Gil Scott-Heron, and oh my God, it was amazing, yes. I mean, I'd never seen him perform live before... And I had tears in my eyes. I mean, it's a small room downstairs. I mean, you get big acts there, but it's kind of a small room. And it was amazing. But anyway, it's very cool that Atomic Tom has played at the Middle East. Or I think he was called Atomic Tom then. But now he's in Brooklyn. And the song that we're going to play is called Secret Fascination. And very cool tune here. We'll be right back.
this 1,000 times, my dear. Or just across this floor to dance with you right here. Everybody's watching, waiting breathlessly just to see you turn around and laugh at me. You're my secret, my secret fascination. You're my act of desperation, and everybody wants to know why I'm waiting here just for you to turn and look my way. You're my secret fascination.
Was Atomic Tom, Secret Fascination.
Oh, I like that a lot. It reminds me of things that John Peel would have played in the old days. It's got a feel, and there's a little bit of Franz Ferdinand going on there.
Yeah,
but
I
not
heard
a
that
lot.
Too. A little bit, yeah. It sounds English, doesn't
That's
it?
Not
kind
bad.
Of
yeah, it's not bad. They've got an English feel. But it's not a bad thing to have an English feel.
Not at all. In today's
Jenny's got
age.
An English feel.
I don't know. But anyway, and that Secret Fascination is from the album Anthems for the Disillusioned.
We can associate with that one. And that brings us nicely on to
the... Before we do that, need to promote his website, because we don't want to forget to do that.
No.
And you can find more about Atomic Tom at www.weareatomictom.com. bandweblogs.com. And also, if you log on to bandweblogs.com, you will find more information about all the bands that we're playing today on our show if you go to the podcast show page.
And that's always good fun to read as well, actually, which is a good thing. which is all you can do because you can't smell it.
That's right, Dave. Let's go on to the next act.
Now we're going on to the Pocket Guards.
Yeah, we love that name, by the way.
They're from near Welwyn Garden City, St Albans. I was sick in St
in
Albans.
England.
I leaned out of a car and was sick coming back from the Bowes Lions Club. And that's my only claim to fame with St Albans. But Mark Christopher Lee writes and plays and sings all the tracks along with his mate Dan and Annie and Nigel. And what I'm doing, really.
We're trying to get a bit more professional.
And all I'm doing is.
But now it sounds worse when we're reading, doesn't it?
I'm reading it off the paper. This is off their website. And it says they record in their groovy kitchen. If it's purple, it has to be purple to be groovy. Is it a purple kitchen? And it's situated in the Vale of Nub Country. You have to tell me where that is. I know it's somewhere north of near St Albans, but anyway. And they're a big fan of homemade absinthe.
And I had to ask Dave what that was.
She was saying, is it like moonshine?
Yeah, is it like moonshine, Dave?
Yes. It knocks your brain out and you spend the rest of the week trying to work out what happened in the last 2 days.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm on absinthe at the moment.
But you're not.
So anyway, without a further thingy-dingy. We said that last one.
I know, but I finished it this time. You didn't.
I said thingy-dingy.
Right.
We're going to play one of their songs now, and this is good. It's high energy, and didn't you say they had something to do with the Jesus and Mary chain?
I think, from what I read on the BBC website, that Mark Christopher Lee may have had a short stint playing bass with them, which is exciting.
Well, I'd like to know if you've met Bobby Gillespie, because I've lifted him up and moved him once when he was in the way of a door. I had to move him out of the way. But that's my.
I think we're saying too much on this podcast show.
That's the only time I've ever met Bobby Gillespie.
So this is the Pocket Guards, and the song that we're going to play is called Shark, and here it is.
On the gravy boat, slip and slide into Nub. Shark, he's a killer. He's a shark. Just call him the Dracula. Fish face vernacular in a William Peter film. Tales of bloody eggs, crisps and facts. He's going for the Dracula. Rocking it late. We're rocking it late. He's a shark. All he craves is your meat. Sucking it tender and sweet. His bloodstained coffin, he will attack your snacks. Attack your snack, snack, snacks. Said shark, he's got a one snack mind. His eyes are so unkind, and I'm verging to the lodge up the road. Now sell this song to Radio 1. Got a coffee down for you. Like the fish was being. There's no time left to tell him that the fish war is not real. And the junction of the Wolverine free zone in the land of Nub, in the land of Nub. The old feeling his sad loss is to the session that never was.
excellent. That was, and again, energy, liveliness, not too much overproduction, just as I like it. It's got fit. If you're playing live, do you play live? Do they play live?
I didn't see any show dates. So, but that's okay because we don't play live either, and that's not right now anyway.
We've had our moments.
Yeah, we will hopefully in the near future. I say that every time.
So yeah, we got that. If you are playing live, Pocket Gods, give us a shout and tell us because we could get you something down here if you're lucky.
Yeah, and Atomic Tom as well. We'd be happy to plug your shows in New York if you're playing out.
Yeah, we'll plug your shows, and if you want to come to Oxford, we've got a mate who runs a venue, and we can always get you a gig there.
That's right. I'm paying one too.
Yeah, you have to pay us.
No.
Not doing this rubbish for nothing.
What else were we going to talk about? Anything else for the show?
We'll have to wrap it up now because, again, I've had a great laugh.
And so have I with you, Dave.
Yeah, we put us in front of the microphone and we're off. So, until the next time you tune in and listen to us, if you're bold and mad enough, we'll catch
up. Did you say bald or bold?
Both.
Okay.
Even if you wear a syrup, you could still come and listen to us because we do
a
syrup a fig.
Oh, I have no idea, Dave.
Cockney rhyming slang.
We'll do a Cockney show for you guys
coming up
someday.
Soon, and I'll be wearing my Pearly King outfit.
Well, you guys can do your homework, people who don't know what that means. We've had some great music tonight and always looking forward to playing more great music on our show.
Been listening to the Band Weblogs podcast show. Yeah.